All right, well, welcome here to our pre-show for the 4th of July, 2019. Why am I looking at all this shit about the inaugural? So, what do you think, Don?
Well, Phil, I'm here at the inaugural for Donald Trump, and there is going to be a marching band, and there's going, I don't know what, there'll be fireworks, there will be tanks, there will be self-propelled guns, there will be, my understanding, there will be some aircraft of some kind, as Donald Trump attempts to make himself feel as if he actually has a working penis. Don Berman, Channel 19 News.
All right, Don, thank you very much. Let's go over now to Bud Dickman in the National Mall.
Right now in the National Mall, the crowds are moving slowly as they get in a place for the singing of our national anthem, Margaret Gray.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn.
You can hear in the background Margaret Gray singing.
Light, what's so proud.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you very much. Now let's go over to Robert Leonard. Robert Leonard there at the White House. Robert.
Right on the left, they're moving out there very slowly as the Secret Service is bringing the president down to the car, and he'll get into the car. The springs are breaking on the car right now. The president looking very big, big man, very big man. This is Dan Snyder.
I hope Dan Snyder, you know what, I don't like that motherfucker, that Dan fucking Snyder motherfucker. I hope that prick never wins a fucking football game. I hope that motherfucker never wins a Super Bowl. Ever. That guy's the worst fucking owner of a heritage franchise, one of the great franchises in NFL history, the Washington Redskins, at least up in, you know, in the, from the 70s on, let's put it that way, or whatever it was with the 70s. When did the Redskins win their first fucking Super Bowl? It was after George Allen owned them, but they were competitive, weren't they? Hell, I don't know. God, my fucking arm, my head is killing me, man. Oh, fuck. Well, anyway. Boy, this is I got the sound turned down on this ugliest motherfucking show I've ever seen in my life. What the fuck is this? A history of inaugurations? They're talking about the fucking Trump inauguration in 2017. Why are they talking about that? Because tomorrow's the 4th of July and they're... Anyway. Guys named Abi Yabar and dudes with, you know, Y's at the beginning of their last names. Gentleman Jack and a water back. All right. So last night we went to, we had Chinese food over there at the Mandarin Inn. And great place. One of my favorite Chinese restaurants in all the world. But we drank their stingers. Holy shit. That was a big mistake. Now here's Dennis Haysbert in a chair in the middle of Madison Avenue. Is that where? No, that's L.A. Is that L.A. or is that Miami? Where is that? Oh, fuck. I got a really pinched nerve here or something, man, on my shoulder. I hope it isn't this fucking separated shoulder acting up. It's going to be fucked up. It's my shoulder, theoretically, you can operate. Theoretically, you can operate. Actually, practically, you can operate, but... Most doctors don't recommend surgery for a separated shoulder unless you're a model or something and you feel like you need the contours. God damn it. Really is killing me. All right, we got about a half an hour show to do. I don't have my fucking glasses. Forget that, man. Fuck. Oh, man. All right. We have for you today the best of top 100 calls of 2001, 2002. This is our July 4th show from 2002, an encore show. I know we said we'd do three new shows this week, but this is the 4th of July. Totally spaced it being the 4th of July. 4th of July is rarely a new show. So that's where that's at. What do you want from me? It'll be great, man. We will see you back on Friday with a new show. And we also have our chat is back on Friday night. Also, our Saturday cinema is back on Saturday. And our new shows are a live show on Sunday night. Okay. For those of you who have been enjoying our For those of you who are enjoying, I don't really know whether Pluto TV does, I shouldn't say this.